Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, wherever you are around the world, whatever the time, whatever the weather, it's time to take 25. Pour yourself a cuppa, sit back, relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. I'm on my way. Old, smoking and rolled cigarettes. Running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home. Clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And now I'm on my way. Still remember these old country lanes when we did not know.
Hey, that's not a bad track to start our afternoon, is it?
One of my favourites. Awesome.
Hey, now listen, it's almost the end of December, almost the end of November, which means we're beginning to get into that silly season and December. So I thought what we might just have a wee chat about today is getting ready for Christmas. Now, obviously the shops are ready. Well, they've been ready for a few weeks now, haven't they? Which drives me nuts. But anyway, it is now time to think Christmas.
So are you one of these people that leave it all to the last minute and go shopping a couple of days before Christmas?
Absolutely. Are you, yes, absolutely.
Oh, really? You sound like you enjoy that?
No, not at all. Well, no, every year I think I'm going to be really organised. I'm not.
Okay.
Quite simply.
Well, I am. Can you see my little halo spinning around on top of my head over here? For years, I got into this habit, and it was mainly because I was overseas so much. And so whenever I saw something that I liked, that I thought somebody would like, I'd buy it. And I'd just shove it all into a box. And so when Christmas comes, I get the box out and I have a look and I see what I've got in it. And I go, okay, that'll do for this one, that'll do for that one, and so on and so forth. So I have 99.9% of it done.
That is organised.
I know, isn't
it? Sensible.
I know, but I didn't do it this year. I don't know why. I just never seem to go that many places and see that many things. Oh, and also, you know, most of my grandchildren and that are getting to the age where they are so fussy. So just buying them a shopping card for them all is the favourite.
Hey, talking about grandchildren, didn't you just have another? I think if I remember correctly, wasn't your daughter about to have your daughter.
No. My daughters are all far too old to have babies. This is my second granddaughter.
Her
third child. And she got the date because she's so tiny, she normally has to have a C-section. And she got the date for the C-section. And hello, as soon as they made the date, she had the baby the next day. So it's 3 weeks early. She's beautiful. The first girl in this family. And they're all very happy people. So yeah, it's great. It's all over and done. We can relax now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Great, great grandma.
Oh, yeah, many times. This is great, great fifth time.
Wow. And is that, how do they refer to you as? Do they kind of have the fun great, great, great? Or is it just Nan?
No, it's just Nan. Or nothing at all.
Yeah.
Silent lady.
Oh, well, okay. So they've got another, well, of course, they're probably not going to be buying presents, Christmas presents there for the new one. But, yeah, so that time of the year and to think about, I don't know, I sometimes, and maybe I sound like a broken record, but sometimes I really struggle with Christmas and the whole gift-giving thing because I just think it's actually a time to be together with family, and so much so that I remember with Jeff and I, it just started to get out of control with family and people buying, and we've just gone, nah. Mm. And together we spent
totally agree.
$40 on each other and we're not allowed to spend any more. Yeah. That is it.
Mm. Totally agree. We made a rule. Particularly, I agreed to this rule because I'm at the very top of the tree.
And oh, yeah, you've got quite a
awful lot down the bottom of the tree. And so we said, okay, stop buying for adults, just buy for the children. And then it was, okay, well, what do we consider to be a child? So once you turned 16, you weren't going to get Christmas presents. You get birthday presents, but not Christmas presents. And that's sort of works.
No, it doesn't really,
because I've got one daughter that just goes, oh, they're all my children, I'm buying for all of them, whether they're adults or not, and it's like, she's the one that can least afford it, but she goes out and buys it, not just one, you know, 2-3 presents for each one, so yeah, it's one of those things, but it's to me, it is a family time, and it is a time of thoughtfulness and giving, but it doesn't have to be gifts. And
no, exactly.
You know, if I could talk everybody into buying during the middle of the year rather than at Christmas time, because everybody puts their prices up just before Christmas so that they can say that they've marked them down.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we all know that, but
Everybody still shops at Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know, it just does my head in. And it would stop them from doing it if everybody changed their habits and didn't get sucked in by the marketing. But there you go. It happens all the time.
Mind you, also a lot, and interestingly enough, at the retail shops, you know, people are going online now as well. I'm sure they do exactly the same online. But, you know, that's also going to be an issue for the shops as well.
I don't know about this. I mean, I do a lot of shopping online as well. I quite like it because you often have a bigger range of things to look at just sitting there in a chair rather than hopping in a car and going from one store to another looking
at
things.
And having to, like, deal with people and too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm having major issues at the moment with my online shopping. Like, I bought a fridge through Trade Me. It advertises all these sorts of things. It had wonderful pictures of the fridge. It says the fridge is totally reconditioned and so on and so forth, and that this appliance store, New Zealand Appliances, I think it was, is a registered servicer for fridges, etc. So I bought this fridge. When it was delivered, they wouldn't take it off the truck until I checked that I was going to accept it, because the fridge that they delivered is not the one that's shown in the photos.
Oh, that's wrong.
And I said to them, that's not right. And they said, oh, well, we actually say in the ad that it's not the same fridge. We just leave the one photo up for all the fridges we sell. So I went back and had a look at the ad, and yes, it was, in tiny little print right down the bottom where you're certainly not going to ever see it or read it. So that's all right. It was a lot scruffier than the fridge that the photos were for. So I put on my bad face and got $100 off the fridge.
Oh, well, that's a start.
So
yeah.
I thought, okay, that's fine. We're just talking about scruffiness on the outside here. I'll accept that for $100. But then I get it upstairs into my house, and I find the rubbers are exactly the same. And the fridge hasn't been reconditioned in any way whatsoever. It's just had the cosmetics done, i.e. the inner's done, and it's freezing my vegetables down the bottom.
Oh, that's annoying.
So,
oh,
yeah, that's annoying. And I've also bought a computer recently, which I've had to do the same. I'm having similar type problems with. But the annoying part is, normally, you know, you can go back into a shop and you can say, fix this. So I've gone back to these people on Trade Me and said, okay, this is my problem. And I gave him a bad feedback. And he's turned around and said to me, change the feedback and I'll do something to help you.
No.
I'm not kidding. But the beauty is, he's done it on email.
Oh.
So he doesn't know who he's dealing with. I was just absolutely furious. So I've now written to Trade Me and said, you need to sort this client out. But I'm going to take it further than that as well.
You know, that is just but wow, that's just incredible. But and again, that is the challenge, isn't it? So how this online, and unless you are a great online trader and an honest online trader, you know, it is going to sort out. Well, hopefully it sorts out, but in the meantime, so many people have to go through crap like that before this kind of these traders end up, you know, getting turfed out or known about it. And I suppose that is the big challenge of online, isn't it? You just can't pop back down the road and go
the problem nowadays is that there isn't enough reinforcing of the laws going on, and that is a problem right throughout, I think. In the past, the trader would get in there fast, rapidly, and fix it because the law said he had to, and his false advertising got him into trouble straight away. But these guys all get away with it today. It's not reinforced, so...
Yeah. Well, mind you, I suppose that's something that we go to the Commerce Commission for. And then you're right, then it's we have to take the time to actually do that. And I suppose many of us just go, oh, look, in the too hard basket. What didn't get in the too hard basket, though, I remember, were the expiry date on vouchers, because there was a big hoo-ha about that a couple of years ago. And I know that for many of the vouchers now, there is no expiry date on them, because that used to be like for 1 year. Now, I just recently had to buy some vouchers, and actually I'm going to name them too. This was for Pack and Save, and she put a date on it. No, actually it wasn't Pack and Save, it was Westfield, and she put a date on it, and I said, I said, you guys have an expiry date. Oh, she said, yes, we put it on it, but if it gets to expire, they can just come and see us. And I thought, yeah, but how many people would actually know that? But I thought we had actually, most of them have now scrapped it, actually.
Well, I know most of the most of the people that provide services, like the beauty therapy clinics and that you can buy vouchers for, they all have expiry dates on them.
I'm talking about the generic one, the big generic ones, gift
well,
one.
I've just bought two of those and they put expiry dates on them and they didn't say to me that it was renewable. I can't understand why there is an expiry date.
Well, I don't know. The money's spent. And I suppose if you don't spend it in time, it just means you'll get less for it because stuff goes up. But it is money spent, so it can still be budgeted for that it's in there.
I don't understand it. I do know that I used to, when I was doing my personal catering service, now I used to give out vouchers, gift vouchers and that, and I put an expiry date on them.
That's if you give them out. That's not someone buying them.
No, this is me gifting them to them. Actually, you're right.
If I've bought them, I've actually paid that money for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to take that. So, yeah, no, quite interesting. And I suppose when we think about it, many, many presents now probably just a voucher. Or one of those gift card things.
It's to me it's like not giving, but I'm old fashioned, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even if I didn't like the present, sometimes it would be something that was totally off the planet for me, but not for the person buying it. So you sort of got, I put so much thought into this. This is, you know.
Yeah, and I quite like that too and stuff.
So when are you going shopping? Are you just going to sit there and do it online?
I'll just have a think about that. I think what we'll do is we'll have a song and I'll have a think about when I am going shopping. We'll be back with you shortly.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. So happy on this island, everything is by design. I know everybody on this island had to grow on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along with the voice inside, sings a different song. What is wrong?
Good question. When am I going shopping? Well, I hear Christmas Grinch here. It's still November. I'm not even going to start. You know, we're even, it's surprising I'm even allowed us to talk about Christmas when it's still November. But well, it'll probably be within the last few weeks. And I don't know. It's just, I suppose, when I have when I find some time.
Yeah.
And or when you're out and about and you suddenly, I don't know, I just don't like shopping.
If you were a grandmother, you would find that it was just something whether you liked it or not.
Yeah. I mean, buying for children is fun, you know? But as you get older, it's like, oh, what do you buy? And then, I don't know. I'm not a shopper anyway, so.
No, but I'm not either. And that's why I can't understand how people manage to go the day before Christmas. But, you know, like one of my granddaughters loves it. She won't go shopping any other day except the 24th. It's so much fun, she says.
Oh, good Lord.
And that's with little ones around here. And the shops are so jam-packed, they're shoulder to shoulder. And
she loves it.
Yeah?
Although what I do, it's usually the 23rd. I will do grocery shopping at midnight. So a lot of the grocery supermarkets will open till midnight or beyond. And it's such a nice time at kind of 10:30 or 11 o'clock night just to go because you're all there by yourself and you can just walk up and down the aisles and it's bliss. So that is something I do.
Well, if you're there by yourself, don't hold your breath because they're not going to keep opening.
Well, you're not quite there by yourself, but there's certainly you have the freedom and you're not, you know, rushing around with other people and people are just kind of coming and going. So it's actually a really nice time to be able to shop because there's often stuff that you're thinking that you need, but you forget when there's a whole lot of people around, you know, because you're just trying to get through. But I've found in the last few years I've still just been able to wander up and down every aisle,
Being a problem.
I don't
take the trolley. I walk up and down so that I can get around everybody and load my arms up, chuck it in the trolley at the end, then down the next one. I go around like a racehorse so that I don't have to nail anybody with my trolley as I'm running around.
Well, that's usually Jeff and I. Usually Jeff's got the trolley, but he's gone, taken off miles away, and I've still got all the stuff that we actually need in my arms, falling out my arms, trying to think which aisle you're up
now. He's going to get the beer and out the door
fast.
Yeah. Actually, it makes you think, doesn't it? Because when I was overseas, I never ever shopped during the day. I only ever shopped at night when I was loading up the boats and that with supplies and that. It would be at night.
Yeah. And I think we're getting a little bit better at that. But we are, you know, growing up, wasn't it? It was late night Thursday or late night Friday. Well, actually, I think it still is, really. Like the malls are only got a couple of late nights.
And they only, it's just something that you get used to again. It's really funny. You bring back all these memories because I never used to think time-wise when I went shopping. If I had a list of shopping to do, I never worried about the shops closing. I worried about my work scheduled when I was going to do it. But here, you have to think about the shops closing and put it into that schedule.
Well, for our listeners out there, why don't you tell us what you're doing? When are you going shopping? What tips have you actually got to share with all of us grumpies that hate shopping or that just actually to make shopping easier for everybody, especially as this is coming up to quite a stressful time through this Christmas period? Hey, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac. Girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want. Just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. By the fire at night, silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico, mama sister. Never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby.